我今天感到非常的荣幸。
I feel honored to be here.
能够今天跟大家一同来崇拜。
To worship together with everyone.
一同来领受这个圣餐。
To receive the Holy Communion together.
而且一同来分享神的话。
To share the words of the Lord together.
我要感谢我以前的同工 Lin 能够跟我翻译。
Really grateful my coworker, former coworker Lin is here with me.
今天我跟大家思想的题目就是怎么样能够有一个宽广的人生。
The topic I want to share with everyone today is how to have a broad life.
什么叫做宽广的人生呢？
What is a broad life?
就是讲到一个人呢，他生命里面常常有恩典。
It talk about a person whose life is always filled with grace.
而且呢，也有了这个慷慨。Very generous.
Yeah, and also full of generosity.
所以我们说一个宽广的人呢，就是 very gracious and very generous， 就是这样了。
So when we mention a broad life, it's always that means he is very generous and gracious.
那么这个宽广的人生是怎么样来的呢
？How can a broad life come？
是不是每一个人都可以有这一种的生命呢？
How come if everyone who can have such kind of a broad life?
And how do we learn to become such a person?
我们怎样能够成为？我们怎样学习能成为这样的人呢？
是我应该讲普通话哈？是怎么样能够成为一个宽广的人呢
？How can we become such a person with a broad life?
是从哪里学的呢
？Where can we learn from?
是透过喜乐的奉献。
It's through the joyful giving.
你看看圣经里面怎么样讲呢？
Let's look at how the words talk about it.
哥林多后书第九章第八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 10.
Verse 8, yeah. 那我们先用中文读一次。我们一同来。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。英文我们一同来读呢。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times,
Having all that you need, you will abound in all good works. 讲得很清楚了。
So this is very clear here.
圣经就是这样讲了。
This is what Bible says.
假如我们愿意成为一个宽广的人。
If we want to be people with a broad life.
愿意对人呢有这个恩慈，也这个慷慨。
And be kind and generous to other people.
那么我们的生命就能够有多多这个，多多那个，就是这样了。
So our life will be abound in grace and all things.
你看看呢，这个 all 这个英文字把它翻出来了，有五次那么多。
So you in the English version, you can see this word all has been show up here for 5 times.
You can become an all person.
You.
我又错了，对不起。你能够成为一个。多多的人
you will become an all person.
好，就是因为你愿意先摆上
because you want to forward give what you have.
And that, 那么你就能够成为一个能够成为多多的人
Then you can become a people of all.
那么今天我跟大家来分享奉献
Today I want to share with you about giving.
因为奉献就能够改变了我的生命
Because through giving, my life can be changed.
也能够改变你的生命。
And your life can be changed.
那讲到奉献的时候。
But when we talk about giving,
我相信作为相信耶稣基督的人。
For those of us who believe in Jesus Christ,
我相信没有人说我反对奉献啊等等的。
I believe none of us will say I am against giving.
那么既然愿意，为什么我们又害怕要积极的去奉献呢？
How come if we are willing, but meanwhile we are free, we are afraid of giving?
可能有几个原因的。
Possibly is several reasons.
可能我们害怕奉献。
The reason we fear of giving.
我怕了奉献之后，我们自己也不够呢。
Maybe after giving, I don't have enough for myself.
所以我知道啊，可能很快我没有工作了。
Who knows the future? Possibly, I will lose my job soon.
可能我有病了。
Maybe I will have illness.
可能不一定是我有病。
But maybe it is not I.
我爱的人有病，我一定要去探 探问他们。
Maybe my beloved one has illness and I have to go to see them.
我需要远行了，travel了。
I have to travel to other parts of the world.
那么我哪有这个钱呢，来到其他地方来探问他呢？
So I need these finance to so that I can travel.
所以我们就成为一个犹豫不决的人了。
So we become a people with so many hesitation.
我们说等经济好一点，我们再来了。
So we said, let's wait until our financial situation improves.
Yeah, 当经济好一点的时候，完全没有问题，我一定愿意奉献。
So if my financial situation improved, there's no problem, I can give.
很多人以前对我说过。
A lot of people have said this to me.
特别当我们有需要的时候。
Especially when we are in need.
当我们有建堂的时候。
When we want to build our own church building.
当我们买地的时候。
When we purchase the land for the church.
有些人说, 我答应你牧师。
Some people told me, Pastor, I promise you.
当我有的时候, 我一定大大的奉献。
When I have, I will give generously.
我说, 当你有的时候,
And I told him, when you do have, My building already, my worship center already been built. I no longer need your help anymore. So when we think in this way, it's easily for us to be hesitating. So sometimes we need to ask ourselves,
我不愿意做这个,
sorry,
我不愿意做这个,
I don't want to do this.
会不会因为是我自己的懒惰?
Is it because of my own laziness?
我们常常说,
which often said,
教会里面有很多比我更有钱的人呢?
There are a lot of richer people in the church.
教会有需要奉献了, 让他们来咯。
If the church needs offering, let them go, go and do it.
我是小人物,
I'm a little potato.
对了, 不过现在的 small potato 是比大的 potato 更贵了。 没有错的, 是 small potato.
Potato expansion and bigger ones. I'm just a nobody.
他比我更好, 让他先来奉献了。He's
better and let him give first.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
假如你这样, 好像我以上那样讲, 是这样的一个人。
If you are like the ones I mentioned before, like this,
我告诉你,
I tell you,
你的生命会越来越难走。
I will guarantee that your life will be become harder and harder to progress.
Harder and harder. 你不敢做任何的决定的。
You dare not to make any decision.
因为你怕这个也怕那个。
Because you are afraid of this and the fear of that.
你也会失去了大好的机会。
And you will lose a great opportunities.
来看见神的荣耀的工作在你的当中。
To see the glorious work of the Lord among us.
特别是我们建造我们的教会，买地方等等。
Especially when we build up our own church and purchase the land.
什么我们都拖延，都是 procrastinate，常常是这样。
Yeah, so many times we procrastinate and delay and delayed.
有生命变得非常的，我们讲怎么讲呢？是狭窄、狭隘啊和狭窄啊。Yeah,
so our life become narrower and narrower.
对了，这个就是当我们什么都不愿意做的时候，我们就会成为这样的一个人。When
we don't want to do anything, we become a person like this.
好，那么讲了那么多之后。So
after mentioning all these,
可能你就问。
Maybe you will ask.
那牧师, 我们应该怎么样看奉献呢?
So, Pastor, how should we consider giving?
不是我真的不愿意。
It is not I who is not willing.
只是我真的不明白呢。
It just I don't understand.
所以今天透过圣经的话,
so through the words today,
我愿意跟大家分享三件事情。
I want to share three things with all of you.
是多年前我学到的。
This is what I have learned many years ago.
在我们教会里面, 很多人已经明白, 学到了。
And a lot of people in my church, we learn it together.
我们要第一件事, 我们要了解的, 就是奉献的原则是什么。
First, we need to learn the principle of giving.
那么第二我又跟大家讲讲了, 奉献的方法是怎么样的?
And second, we will talk about the method of giving.
那么第三就是奉献的应许是怎么样来到生命当中的?
Yeah, and third is about how the promise of giving come into our lives.
只有三件事的。
So these three things I'm going to talk.
那么让我们先来看第一件事情。
So let's talk about the first thing.
就是我们要相信的原则是什么呢?
The first principle we have to believe.
就是相信奉献有果效的。
We have to believe the effectiveness of giving.
撒种呢必有收成。
Sowing will yield a harvest.
We call it the law of harvest. 就是好像奉献跟撒种的原则是相似的。
Yeah.
相像的。
Yeah. The giving is like the principle of the law of harvest.
圣经那里说小种的小收，下一句是什么？多种的多收。我要加一句，不是圣经，这圣经没有的，我自己加上去的。不单是小种的小收，多种的多收，不种的都不收，啊，对不对啊？你不种不撒种，什么都没有，就是这样的。
Okay, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And I want to add one more word: if you sow nothing, you will reap nothing.
That's true. 第二个是真的是这样的。
It's true.
圣经说，你们要给人，就有人给，必有人给你们，并且用十足的星斗连摇带按的倒在你的怀里面，因为你用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。这个路加福音这样讲的。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap.For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
那我讲到这个，大家就问：那么现在这个情况，这个经济这个不好，你怎么样再要我特别的奉献呢？
So people may ask, in such a kind of economic situation, how could you ask me to give?
那么我对你说，神的方法跟人的想法是完全不同的。
And I must tell you that God's ways are completely different from human ideas.
人的方法就是按着逻辑来看，现在不应该发钱，做这个，做那个。
By human logic, currently, we need not to spend a lot of things, to buy a lot of things.
可是神的方法跟人的想法不一样的。
But God's ways are completely different from human ideas.
神说，我邀请你做参加奉献。
God said, I invited you to give.
我不是看好像人这样看合理不合理的。
I do not see that in the way that the human think is appropriate or not.
神说在任何的情形之下。
God said, in all circumstances.
我要教导你们透过奉献来看见我奇妙的工作。
I want to teach you to see my wonderful blessings through giving.
所以不看来，上帝说我不看现在的 interest rate 啊，不看我不看这个的。我是上帝，我知道怎么样是祝福你。
So God, what God said that I don't look at economic situations such as interest rate. What I know is that I will teach you how to bless you.
你愿不愿意试试我？是不是真正是这样呢？
Do you want to try if I am like who I am?
我要你是经历我给你的一切，透过这些明白奉献是什么。
I want to experience all this through giving, through understanding of giving.
好了，那么我们就问了，假如我们有一个需要 ，if I have a need, 我有这个需要。
So I want to ask if I have a need.
是怎么办呢
？What should I do?
上帝说你有需要呢，你就去撒种了。
So God said, if you have a need, go to plant the seed.
对了，是 plant the seed 去撒种呢。有些人说不是，因为现在有需要，所以要留下来，所有钱是留下来。
So,
我要 save a seed.
So people think the opposite way. No, no, no. We should save a seed.
一个是神的做法。
The first is the God's way.
一个是人的想法。
The other is man's thought.
你相信哪一个呢？
So which one do you believe?
圣经里面诗篇一百二十六篇。
In the Psalms 126.
有一些句句话。
There's one verse.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。
Yeah, Psalms 126, verse 5 to 6. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
我要问一个问题，我们要问一个问题。
So I want to ask you a question.
撒种的人为什么要流泪的？
why the people who got sowing will have tears in their eyes?
Yeah, 流泪的去撒种，为什么流泪的？
They have, why do they have to go out weeping, carrying seed to sow?
因为那个时候他们注意的大的饥荒。
Because at that time, they had a big famine.
Yeah, they had a big famine. 哈，什么都不多了。
They didn't have too much left.
他们只有一袋的种子。
They only have one bag of seeds.
啊，这个种子可以吃的。
So they can either eat it.
他们到处饿了。
If they were hungry,
孩子就哭了
and the children were crying.
我要吃，我要吃，我到时候等等了
I'm hungry. I want to eat.
那老婆说算了，把它拿来吃了吧
The wife will say, "Okay, let's just take the bag of seed and eat it."
我吃了就是死就死就是。就是算了算了、就是、
After we finish eating them, if we die, then we die.
那个叫丈夫说，我们不能够这样。
But the husband said, we cannot be like this.
因为我们还有将来的。
Because we still have a future.
将来就是看是否这一代的种子，我有没有出去杀了，把它杀种杀了。
The future is about whether I'm going out.To plant this bag of seeds and spread them.
假如我们是忍耐的出去啊，把它撒种。
If we through endurance we go out and plant the seed.
啊，那么夏天一来的时候，我们就能够有很多很多的麦子啊等等的种出来了。
So in summer we will have all these wheats and grains to grow up.
所以老婆说好了，那么你出去了。
So the wife finally said.Okay, so you go.
我们就忍耐着等待了。
So we just wait patiently.
所以当他们撒种之后有收割的时候
，So after they spreading seed and they have the harvest.
他们也想不到以前是用一袋小小的种子。
They cannot imagine with a small bag of seeds.
现在能够收获的这个收成的是过一百过两百。两百很多很多的果子。
And right now they can harvest 100 and 200 times of the seed they sowed.
啊，所以假如你看这个诗篇126篇第一节那里说。
So in the verse Psalm
verse 1, yeah. 那里说我没有写出来。他说我们欢笑。
They said we are glad.
我们唱歌。
So we sing.
我简直不敢相信我。为什么呢？好的，运气的。
I really cannot believe what a good luck that I have.
I have nothing. 我什么都没有的吃。
I have nothing to eat.
现在我多过我需要的。
Right now I have more than I need.
就是因为我流泪的出去撒种。
Because through tears I go out carrying the seed to sow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
So dear brothers and sisters.
啊，这个人是凭着信。
This man by faith,
出去撒种
he go out to sow.
那么夏天来的时候，收成的时候
，so when summer comes, it's harvest time.
他看见那前面的是金色的、金色的 golden 还是金色的火场
？So before him, he saw the golden harvest.
因为就是因为他撒了种
，it's because he sowed the seed.
其他的人他说我不去撒种了。
Other people say, I will not go to sow.
那么夏天来的时候
when summer comes,
他看见前面的
what he saw before him,
就是荒芜的田野
it's the desolated land,
什么都没有
nothing.
奉献就是这样
this is what it's like to give.
所以奉献好像撒种一样
giving is like sowing,
就是透过我们仅有的
through what we have,
我们把它奉献给上帝
We give it to the Lord.
上帝就说你给我的种子我把它生出更多更多的来祝福你。
And God will say, through what you give me, I will, through this gift, seed, I will multiply it.
奉献就是会这样的。
This is how giving is going to be.
这个就是奉献的原则。
This is a principle of giving.
这个就是奉献的果效。
This is the effectiveness of giving.
撒种的必有收成的。
Those who sow must have the harvest.
Yeah, 上帝是永远不会欠你跟欠我的债的。
The Lord will never owe you or me.
哎，你说你是做牧师的，当然是这样讲了。
Maybe you say, oh, you are a pastor. Of course, you will say something like this.
我们华基教会整个华基教会有几千人。
All our Christian community church system, we have several thousand people.
我们有很多间的华基教会。
We have several churches.
你问问愿意奉献的人，这个是不是真的？
You ask those people who are willing to give if this is true.
每一个人说是对的。
Everyone will say it is true.
奉献跟撒种的原则是一样的。
The principle of giving is the same as the principle of harvest.
弟兄姊妹
through sowing.
不要再怕了。
So, brother and sister, do not fear.
你明白奉献的原则之后
If you understand the principle of giving,
你的我们再讲第二件事情就是明白这个奉献的方法
So then we will move on to talk about, to understand the method of giving.
的方法是什么呢就是有乐意的态度跟要明白跟认识了
So you have to have a willing attitude and understanding.
跟我一同来读第七节可以吗
Shall we read verse 7 together?
我们用广东话读了今次各人要随本心所决定的不要作难不要勉强因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的哥林多后书九章七节
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7
原来每一个人都懂粤语的我讲笑了哈我听到你们用粤语来读哇读得这么好听读得很 很好听、哦。
Yeah, we are trilingual.
好那么这个方法是什么
So what's the method?
他说你要随本心来决定是怎么样的。
So each of you should give according to what you have decided in your heart.
Yeah, 所以有 几点呢我们 要明白的有五点、啊。第一我们要心思 要想清楚。
So we have to pay attention to the following five points. First, you have to be thoughtfully.
Yeah, 你明白奉献是为什么呢?
You need to understand what's the giving for.
我知道奉献的原则就是好像撒种呢。
Although I understand the principle of giving is like a sowing.
可是在旧约圣经里面讲呢,奉献是为了什么呢?
But in the Bible, what's the purpose of giving?
就是学习常常是敬畏耶和华。
To learn to fear the Lord.
把它放在生命的首位。
Put him in the first priority of your life.
这个是奉献的真正的意思。
This is the true meaning of giving.
不是为了教会需要啊，怎么样了。
It's not for the church's need.
因为奉献是我们每一个月，每一个星期都应该做的。
And because giving is what we need to do every week and every month.
这是提醒我们呢，每一个月，每一个星期呢，我们记得在我们生命中有上帝，我们要敬畏。
So to remind us, every week, every month, we have the Lord in our life, that we have to remember him.
对了，这个就是奉献的圣经里面讲真正的意思的。
This is what Bible really truly talk about, the meaning of giving.
假如我们明白之后
If we understand this,
我们要充分的去安排了。
We will try our best to arrange.
上帝，我愿意敬畏你。
Lord, I want to worship you.
我应该怎么样办，怎么样安排呢？
So how should I arrange my finance?
不但是我要安排，我要甘心愿意了。
I'm willingly and I want to cheerfully give.
我愿意很乐意的这样做。
I'm really cheerfully and willingly to do it.
因为你拯救了我了。
Because you saved me.
你给了我有新的机会呢。
You gave me new opportunity.
好，我自己的这个人呢。
And this person.
好。没有了上帝，我没有今天这一种的喜乐的。
Yeah, without Lord today, I won't have this joy.
所以我也说，上帝，假如没有了你了，我没有今天的日子。
Lord, without you, I won't have my life of today.
所以不单单我愿意，我更要乐意的完成你教导我的。
So I'm not only willingly, but cheerfully, I want to do what you have taught me.
当我们讲到奉献的时候，是每周都参与奉献的。
So when we talk about giving, we have to give every week.
我明白有一些人呢，可能各方面是很困难，所以他能够一个月可能呢，一年只能够把一切的奉献就一年的放在教会里面。
I know some people maybe have economic difficulties, so they put the lump sum of what they have and give it by the end of the month or by the end of the year.
啊，这个是他的自己的问题。
This is his own issue.
不过我常常是鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
But I always encourage brothers and sisters.
啊，每一个礼拜我们都奉献。
So every week we give.
因为奉献是代表我们对上帝的爱嘛。
Because giving shows our love for the Lord.
哎，你试试对你的老婆啊。
You try it on your wife.
啊，对你的老公啊。
To your husband.
你说我一年给你一个 big kiss 只有一次。
I give you a big kiss every year just once.
啊，对，一次的。
Once for all.
啊，是还是有五分钟的 kiss 就是这样。
And I give you a 5 minutes long kiss.
你老婆说。
And your wife says,
我宁可你每天都给我一个 kiss。
I'd rather you give me a kiss daily.
啊，每天都记得我。
Remember me every day.
啊，奉献就是这样了。
It's what giving is like.
好，这个就是我们觉得是很好的。
This is what we think is best.
可是我就问，假如有特别的需要、特别的奉献的时候，我哪里来这个钱呢？
So, but I'm thinking if there's something for some special items we need to offering to give, where's the money come from?
假如我们要懂得怎么样去能够做特别的奉献。
So we need to understand how to make special giving.
我们已经把我们的生活的方式能够改变一下。
We need to change our lifestyle.
所以我们说要清楚地认识自己。
We need to understand ourselves clearly.
我的生活的方式可以有彻底的改变嘛。
Can my lifestyle be completely changed?
那我可以改什么呢？
So what should we change?
这有两种的方法我们可以对奉献就安排的。
There's two methods we need to concerning about giving.
啊，这个是 the next PowerPoint 哈，就是先为己后献，先为自己然后才奉献。
So give to yourself first, and then keep a little for giving.
啊，对了，啊，我有了生日之后呢，我就发了我要买的、要做的、要什么的，把它先做好了。
So I meet my own need, arrange everything, then whatever left I give.
啊，对了，留下有什么的就给了。
Yeah, so I just give what I left.
很多人都是用这个方法来奉献的。
A lot of people give through this method.
可是上帝喜悦我们做的是什么呢？
So what God's pleased with?Our method
是先奉献，然后再留下来，再为自己用。
So it is to give first, and then for yourself, keep a little for yourself.
所以我这么多年来，我教导弟兄姊妹们，就假如我们是领导这个薪金呢，这个月的工钱呢，我们是立志的把它十一的奉献。
So for all these years, I've been pastoring church. I encouraged brothers and sisters to give tithing first after you receive your paycheck.
啊，你说啊，怎么会有这件事啊
？You may say, "How come it be?"
谁说没有这件事啊
？Who says so?
你的政府啊
？Your government.
你还没有拿到你的薪金呢，已经把它扣了的税。
Before you had your paycheck.Your government or take away the money you have to pay.
对不对？政府都可以先拿了你的工钱啊。
The government even can take your salary, a part of a salary away.
啊，那么上帝为什么不能够先给上帝呢
？Why cannot God do the same thing?
啊，政府在你的国家，这国家是最重要的。
The government is the most important part of in this country.
可是在我们生命当中，是不是上帝是唯一最重要的
？But in our lives, is God the first priority?
在这个马可福音十二章跟路加福音二十一章里面讲到。
In Mark 12 verse 42 and Luke 21 verse 2 to 4.
耶稣就赞赏一个的穷的寡妇。
Lord Jesus praised a poor widow.
啊，这个寡妇呢，她把生命养生的两个小钱，她奉献了。
This widow just put in all she had to give to the Lord.
这个英文圣经呢，把它翻译啊，the poor widow 呢 give two pennies, yeah.
The English version translates that the widow just gave two pennies.
小钱呢，它翻译作 pennies.
Yeah, the 小钱 means penny.
所以我的孩子对我说：“爸，我奉献给两个 penny 就可以了。”
So my children told me, "Daddy, I just give two pennies. That's it.
哎，我说这个是翻译的问题，不是这样。
And I told them it's a problem of translation.
那么为什么耶稣说这个穷的寡妇比这个更有钱的人给更多的奉献，更是得到上帝的喜悦呢？
So why does Jesus say the poor widow who give a little is more pleasing to the Lord than those who are rich and gave more?
因为很多有钱的人是先为自己信下来的就奉献。
Because a lot of rich people they keep what they need for first and give the rest.
可是我们要跟这个寡妇这个学的，我们先奉献，然后留下的就给自己用。
So what we learn from this poor widow is that she gave first and keep whatever left for herself.
当你这样实施这样做的时候，你就发觉原来你奉献是有可能的。
So when you if you try to do this, you will find that giving is possible.
那么你说 practically 哈，实际上我们怎么样奉献呢？
So practically, how should we give?
我们尝试用不同的方法了。
We need to try different methods.
第一种方法叫做优次的奉献。
The first one is about priority giving.
Yeah, 叫 priority giving 就是先给了我们的主。
So priority giving means we give to the Lord first.
不单单是这样的。
It's not only about this.
假如你有重要的朋友、客人来到你家里面吃饭。
If you have some important guests coming to your house to have dinner.
你爸妈怎么样教你啊？
What do your parents teach you?
你爸爸妈妈是怎么样教你的？
What did your parents teach you?
是不是你爸爸妈妈说，他还没有来的时候，你先把好的吃了？
did they teach you before they showed up, finish all the good things?
Yeah, 剩下来的留给的客人啊。
And give the leftover to the guests.
人一世。物意识人一世物一世啊！你食咗先啦！你人一世的没有啦，就是我讲笑啦，就是你先把最好的自己吃啦。通常是不是这样的？你爸妈都是不是一样教你的，对不对啊
？Is it true that your parents teach you to teach you to eat the best of the food and give the leftover to your guests?
那么 priority 的意思就是这个先优次的是，是不是上帝是最重要呢？还是你自己最重要了
？So priority giving means that it's the Lord is the most important in your life, or yourself is the most important.
不但是懂得优次的奉献，这个的 percentage giving 呢，就是按照十一奉献呢等等了。
So the second one is about percentage giving, just like tithing.
那么假如你以后呢，你的负担小一点了，孩子大了之后，你的钱多一点了，你可以有这个递增的奉献了 ，progressive 了，更多的奉献。
Yeah. So in future, when your children grow up and you have more spare money, and you can learn the progressive giving.
那么第四个最重要的有感动的奉献。
The fourth one is very important. It's about prompted giving.
Prompted 就是你看见有这个需要，你就去奉献。
Yeah, prompted giving means when you see a need, you give.
建堂的奉献是一个特别的奉献。
Yeah, the church building offering is a prompted giving.
是大家都同意我们这样做了。
So.Since everyone believes agrees that we will do this,
那么我们就一同的同心合力的来奉献，来能够把这个地方买下来了。
So we will gather together everything we have and do this in one heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这个日子过了之后
，When these days pass,
假如你不参与的时候
，If you don't participate,
你就再没有机会参与的了。
You will no longer have the chance to participate.
所以将来每一个人都很高兴啊，看见这个新的堂的建立，我们有新的地方的时候。
So in future, when everyone is so happy to see, oh, we have this new place together.
这很多人，包括我们的青年人，都说感谢主，感谢主，很快乐。
And everyone, including our young people, said, "Oh, thank you, Lord. Everyone's happy."
Because they gave themselves.
Because they give themselves to it.
你可能你要一点点后悔，为什么我不参加了
？And maybe you will regret why didn't I participate?
原来我也可以的，青年人都可以奉献，为什么我有工作做的，为什么不能够好好的奉献呢？
even the young people can do it. Why I with a good job and I cannot do it?
我请大家记住两句的话。
I want every one of us to remember two words.
能力虽有益。
Your abilities is beneficial.
可是我们的承担却相同了。
承担
啊，我们的 commitment、
yeah. Our commitment should be equally.
啊，我讲粤语的就讲得更好听了。你跟我读啊，能力虽有益，来，能力虽有益，这个承担却相同，承担却相同，这个就是你们现在要记得的这句话。
So I want you to remember this sentence.
能力每个人是不同的。
We all have different ability.
Young people, don't worry about the amount, but you give what you can give. 所以能力虽不同，虽有益，有益的就是不同。
So young people, you don't have to worry about how much you can give because we all have different ability.
Yeah, 能力虽有益，可是我们的承担 our commitment to God and a commitment to this family, 我们对神的一个的承担，一个承诺，我们跟我们的家，这个美好的 Aurora 大家庭的承诺，就是大家都是一样的，把这个事情把它搞做好。
But we have the same commitment to the Lord, to the church, to the family of our ACCC church.
这个就是奉献的方法了。
This is a method of giving.
我们今天讲到奉献 的原则的果效，就是好像撒种一样的。
So today we talk about the principle of giving. It's like sowing.
第二，我们就讲到奉献的方法了。
And second, we talk about the method of giving.
这是最后，我就讲到奉献可以给你跟给我的应许。
And third, I want to mention about the promise of giving.
就是从今天之后，你学到之后，你永远都不再害怕奉献。
So from today on, after you learn this, you will fear no more.
为什么我们不再害怕呢？
Why we no longer fear?
为什么我们很喜欢讲奉献呢？
When we loved talking about giving,
有三个原因的。
There's three reasons.
第一个原因就是因为奉献把你带进神的心意跟生命当中。
First, it's about giving brings you into God's will and life.
假如你的真正的进了神的旨意里面 ，God's will 里面，你还怕什么呢
？If you really walk into the will of the Lord.Why should you fear?
而且你放进了上帝给你这一种的生命当中的时候，你还要怀疑什么呢？
When you already live into the life that God wants you to be in, then why should you fear?
圣经说，以经常所记的，他施舍钱财，掉济贫穷的，他的仁义存到永远。这个是上帝给我们的旨意呢。
So it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. This is the will of the Lord.
我们是效法我们的耶稣基督的。
We just imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
好像哥林多后书第八章第九节讲到耶稣基督一样。
So, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 talk about Jesus.
Yeah, 所以奉献能够带你走进了上帝的旨意。我说上帝的心意都是旨意那里面跟生命里面。
So giving will allow us to walk into the will of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们呢，你记得圣经讲一句很奇妙的话。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember a word from the Bible?
他说你的财补在哪里
？Where's your wealth is?
你的心就在哪里
？There your heart will be.
你搞清楚，听清楚嘛。
Did you hear what I just said?
你的钱在哪里？
Where is your wealth?
你的心就会在哪里了。
Your heart will be.
就是这样。通常人说，我的心在什么地方，我再把钱放在什么地方呢？
Usually people say, where my heart is, I put my money there.
耶稣说，你的钱放在哪里，你的心就自然是为这个事情来常常纪念这个事情的。
But Jesus said, where you put your money, then your heart will always remember that.
所以上帝确实都明白我们人的心是怎么样的。
So Lord, the God really understands what's in our heart.
不但是这样，第二方面，奉献使我得到神的应许跟机会。
Yeah, the second is talk about giving enables me to obtain God's promises and opportunities.
很多的机会就是上帝说，我因为你愿意。奉献，
In a lot of circumstances, God said, when you are willing to give,
我能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
I can bless you abundantly in all things.
那留意，不单单你凡事充足，
It's not in all things.
你更能帮助更多的人，能行各样的善事，就是能够帮忙更多的人，帮助更多的人。
And you can help all many people, and you can do every good work.
这个就是我们今天的主题啊，宽广的人生就是这样了。
This is a theme we'll talk about today. It's a broad life.
不单是我自己有。
It's not only I who have it.
我能够祝福其他的人。
I can bless all the other people.
因为上帝说，我给你的是多过你需要的，所以你可以祝福其他的人。
Because God said, what I give you is more than you need, so you can bless other people.
第一步就是你要先相信上帝说，奉献是能够带给你这个宽广的人生的。
So first, you have to believe through giving, it will bring you a broad life.
啊，这个就是我在讲这个得着神的应许跟机会的意思。
This is what I mean that you will obtain God's promises and opportunities.
那么最后奉献，第三就是奉献让我不再害怕了。
The third I want to say, giving makes me no longer fear.
我要简单讲一点我自己的见证。
I want to share a little testimony about myself.
啊，当我以前在城北工作的时候。
When I work in RH3C.
啊、第一期的第一期、啊、第一期 phase one 的时候，我们第一次盖礼拜堂。
In the first phase of the building of our chapel,、
啊、我们那个时候只有150人。
We only have 150 people.、
啊、可是要 建这个礼拜堂呢，是我记不得 是多过100万的。More than 1 million.
Yeah. And the church we are going to build is more than 1 million.
我们每一个人都参加了奉献。
Every one of us participated in giving.
我当然参加了，我是牧师嘛。
Of course, as a pastor, I also participated.
我很喜欢这样做呢。
I love to do it.
所以我就是在一月的时候都写下来，我们是夏天才建堂啊。我一月一个写下来，我的奉献就几多几多钱。
So before we started building, and I already write down every time how much I would give.
我跟师母呢，师母也在外面工作的。
My wife works in the marketplace.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们两个的奉献。
So both of us
写下来了。
Yeah, both of us wrote down what we would give.
想不到过了几个月之后。
Unexpectedly, a few months later.
我老婆说。
My wife said.
我有了。
I'm pregnant.
我有了，不是我有了钱了，是我有了这个。
It's not that I have money, it's because I have a baby.
因为他有了这个之后呢，他就放假了，不在公司的工作，要透过这个叫做 insurance， 这个怎么讲啊？UI 了，就透过 EI 了。
Yeah.Yeah, so after, because he's, her pregnancy, she stopped working and received her EI.
The EI 的收入呢，比他经常的收入是差一点的。
Yeah, so the EI, the money she collected from EI is less than what she normally earned.
那么我写了这个数目。
So I already wrote down what I want to give.
达不到了。
I cannot reach the goal.
我们两个很不舒服。
So both of us felt uncomfortable.
我们感谢上帝给我们有了孩子。
We thank the Lord that He gave us a child.
可是我说上帝，我对你的承诺，我不能够完成了。
But I told the Lord that I cannot fulfill my promise to you.
那么我们两夫妇，我们就来祷告。
So as a husband and wife, we pray together.
好，我说上帝啊，我一定要完成我答应你的。
So I told the Lord, I will fulfill what I promised.
我说，我对老婆说，老婆也同意。
I talked to my wife and she agreed.
我宁可用我的房子给银行，怎么样讲呢？做 collateral 啊，可以跟银行借钱来奉献。
We rather to borrow money and use our house as a collateral.To borrow from the bank to pay to the Lord.
大家明白怎么样是 collateral 啊，就是这样的意思啊。
嗯。
啊，我是逼不得已，我要做这个。
I was forced to do this.
Because I want to give.
Because 因为我想给。
是，我愿意这样做。
I'm really willing to do it.
啊，所以我就准备是这样做了。
So I'm prepared to do this.
可是还没有借钱的时候。
So before I even borrow from the bank.
还没有到银行说签这个纸的时候。
Even before I go to sign in the bank.
有一天我在办公室的时候，想办的时候。
So one day while I was working in the office.
我老婆打电话给我。
My wife called me.
不用了，不用了，钱来了，钱来了。
You don't need to do it. The money has come.
我说是谁给的？
So I asked who gave it.
他说是公司给的。
It's the office, the company gave it to us.
我说你不想搬，有什么钱给你啊？
So I said you don't work. Where the money come from?
他说我的公司改了这个 policy 啊。Policy 就是怎么讲啊？
Yeah,
就是改了这个。
我的公司把那个章程改了。
原来了。有了孩子啊，有了孩子的女人呢，有了孩子，现在公司的 insurance company 呢，也看这个是 disability。
yeah, because right now, according to the insurance policy, when a woman got pregnant, they take it as a disability.
It's a short-term disability.
It's a short-term disability.
就是给我们呢，给她呢有原本有的。
So they will give her the original amount of her pay of her salary.
所以呢，这个不单单是有 EI， 还有这个叫做 short-term disability.
So right now she not only had the EI, but also has a short-term disability.
他的公司的老板说：“你现在拿还是将来才拿啊？”
So her boss asked her, "Do you want to have these?" This money now, or you want to receive it tomorrow, later?
我老婆说，立即了要拿来，立即了要拿来。
So my wife said now, immediately.
这是解决了我的奉献啊。
So this solved my problem of giving.
那我不知道是怎么样是计算的哈。
I don't know how they calculated it.
可是我们就是不单单是够奉献，我们还有余。
So we not only fulfill our giving promise, we have.More left.
所以我们听见这个好的消息，我们就哭起来了。
So when we heard about this good news, both of us cried.
我说上帝，你太奇妙了。
So I said, God, you are wonderful.
就是你先要试验我的信心。
You test my faith first.
然后再给我。
Then you will give me later.
就是第一次的建堂，又是这个平平安安的过了。
So the first phase of constructing the church is just passed.
第二期的建堂也要奇妙的工作。
And the second in our construction of the second phase.
第三期的建堂是建一个很大的礼拜堂。
And the third phase, we construct a big congregation.
我知道那个时候我们已经有一千人了，可是也不够的。
At that time, we already had 1,000 people, but we didn't have enough space.
所以我那一次我对我们一同来商量。
So at that time, my coworkers and I, we talk about it.
这个工作是很大的。
This is a big project.
我们应该更大的奉献。
We need a bigger giving.
那个时候我们已经有三个孩子了。
At that time, we already had three children.
我不能够再求第四个孩子来拿这个 disability 了。
I cannot count on the fourth child to receive a short-term disability.
所以我跟我师母讲。
So I talked to my wife.
我愿意把我一年的薪金分两年奉献出去。
So I talked to her that I want to use my annual salary to give it out in 2 years.
那个是不可能的。
That's impossible almost.
可是我们就是这样做了。
But we did it.
其实为什么是有可能呢？
That's why everything is possible.
Why is it possible? 因为确实我是用了我的怎么讲 my saving 啊，我有一些 saving 啊，在银行里面，就是把这个 saving 拿了出来，每天的用，把这个薪金奉献出去了。
So I started using my savings to fulfill this promise I want to do. So I just every week I just started spending on my savings.
我们常常都问，我们老了之后我们是怎么样生活了？就是靠这个 saving 了。
A lot of us, we know that we will depend on these savings for our senior lives.
可是我不知道我们建堂第三期建堂是2008年的事。
Our third phase construction happened in 2008.
那个时候是很多年前了，我不知道为什么我把这个 saving 呢是用了出拿了出来用，我现在这个 saving 也是一样没有改过。这钱还是在那里，我不知道为什么是这样的。
Yeah, so in 2008, I used up all my savings, but today my savings is still the same amount. I don't know what happened.
就是因为过了几年之后，2008年之后，神让我们有机会又把这个钱除，怎么讲呢？筹回来呀，就是把这个钱等于以前一样。Yeah.
So God, after 2008, God gave us this opportunity to recollect everything we give.
所以上帝叫我的心，我再不害怕奉献。
So after all these lessons I learned, I no longer fear about giving.
因为上帝从来没有欠我，没有欠你，不会欠你的债的一个上帝。
Because our God is the one who never owe us and owe you or owe me any debt.
他给你们有机会来建堂。
He gave us the opportunity to build up a church building.
因为是他爱 Aurora 的 church， 所以上帝才给你们这个机会。
It is because he loves Aurora church so much that he gave us this opportunity.
所以你们不要说上帝啊，为什么搞什么呢？为什么要用我那么奉献呢？不要这样讲话。
So never talk to God, ask him why, God, what are you doing? Why do you want us to use up our money?
其他的教会没有这个机会，弟兄姊妹。
Other church, That doesn't have this opportunity.
我现在在 Wong 这个教会里面侍奉。
I serve in the church in Wong now.
Wong 这个教会也没有，现在还没有这个机会。
Yeah, the church in Wong doesn't have this opportunity yet.
我们很羡慕 Aurora 的教会。
We really envy the church in Aurora.
可是我知道上帝的时间对旺氏来讲还没有来到，所以我就是等候这个时间来到。
But I know the timing of the Lord for the Church of Wong hasn't come yet, so I'm still waiting for the timing of the Lord.
But God is already blessing you. 上帝是现在要祝福你们，祝福你们的同工们，祝福你们的执事。
So God already blessed you, bless all the co-workers, and bless everything.
你们还要等什么呢
？Why would you wait?
愿意好像圣经那样讲。
Just what the God says.
约翰福音十三章十七节哪里讲
？Like John 13 verse 17.
啊，我们一同来读这段圣经可以吗？那等一等哦，你们这个字，我们改成什么好呢？我们还来，我一同来。我们既然知道这事，若是住行，就有福了。约翰福音十三章。十七节，把它记下来啊！所以有人说你搞什么呢？奉献什么呢？你们，我们已经明白了，所以我们愿意做这个事情。
Now that we know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
啊，第二段圣经，我们一同来读：凡听见我解话不去行的，好比一个人无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。马太福音七章二十六节。
Matthew 7 verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
耶稣对我们说，今天也对你对我说，我们一同来读。耶稣说，是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福了。路加福音十一章二十八节。
Luke 11 verse 28. This was Jesus said to you and to me. He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
求主祝福各位。
May the Lord bless every one of you.
当你们有这个堂盖好之后
，When you have your church building built,
我希望你再请我来一次了。
I hope that you will invite me again.
我就会很觉得非常的高兴、跟荣幸、跟安慰。
I will be really honored and blessed and happy to by that.
不是因为我有什么做得好。
It's not because anything I do.
因为我领受过上帝的恩典。
Because we receive God's blessing, grace together.
所以今天我要把我的经验，把我的明白的跟大家来分享。
So I want to share you about my experience and my testimony with you.
Yeah, 谢谢林跟我的翻译。
Thank you.
好，我们都来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们就把你教导我们的，就在放在我们的祷告里面。
Father God, we want to treasure what you have taught us into our hearts.
We pray that this gracious and and generous life. 我们希望这个宽广的人生能够真正的成为这个 Aurora 教会的一个的榜样。
So we want this broad life become a model and a model in the church of ACCC.
对了，这是成为我们教会的，让其他人也跟我们这个 Aurora 教会来学。
So that all the other people can learn from our church.
我们知道我们的承担是有不同。
Although we know that maybe our commitment are different, our ability are different.
Yeah, our ability is different, Lord. Yeah. But our commitment is the same, to love you, to honor you.
我们爱你，我们尊荣你。
谢谢天父。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名而求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.